Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning Iyov Perek Lamed, the 30th chapter of the book of Iyov. This Perek should be read back to back with Perek Choftes, the previous Perek. In Perek Choftes, Iyov describes the luster, the pride, the honor of his previous life before this calamity occurred. In Perek Lamed, in contrast to that, he describes his present state. It's a very sad perek. It's a very heart-wrenching perek. It is 31 psukim long, and he makes 7 general points. Let's look at them together. Firstly, the first 8 psukim, he points out, he talks about the dregs of society, the people who never really kind of make it. These people, he said, who he wouldn't even allow. Listen to these words. Tzirim, the children, who Asher mo'asti avoisam, who I despised their fathers, los shis im kalvi tzoni, kalvei tzoni, that I would not even allow to work with the dogs of my sheep. I mean, that's the lowest position in his arsenal here. He would not allow the parents of these kids to even be in that kind of position, even though they were capable and they had their hands, they were able to do it. Why? These are kind of people who really lived outside society. They were looked at as thieves when they came to the city, and they lived in the wadis, they lived out in the bush and the brush without really being part of society. Well, these people, he points out, the Pasuk Aleph already notes this, V'atos sachaku alai tzi'irim. These lowlifes, these dregs of society are laughing at him, and he comes back to that in his second point, which is Psukim Tes to Yud Aleph, where he describes V'atana ginosam ha'yisi, and now these lowlives are talking and singing and mocking Iyov. I mean, that's just the insult upon injury. Here is the people who have nothing to say, people who yesteryear he would have been able to put in their places and have nothing to say yet. Now they're mocking him. He goes on in point three, Yud Beis, to Tezvod, to describe not only these lowlives who've hurt him, but even he feels that his friends have betrayed him. Those who might have been his support are there to hurt him. The mashal in this section, at the end of this brief section, is like a sudden storm. It's just suddenly the weather changed, it all opened up on me, I had no protection. In point four, the next point is really just two psukim, Tezayin and Yudzayin, where he uses a very fascinating metaphor. There's a lot of metaphors in this perek, and it's worthwhile reading through it and understanding and appreciating each of them. In Psukim Tezayin to Yudzayin, he says, "Va'ata olai tishtapech nafshi, yo'achazuni yemei oni." So now my life runs out. Days of misery have taken hold of me. He goes on to say, "Laila atzomai niker me'olai." By night my bones feel gnawed, my sinews never rest. There's a night-day play in this description here. What is the idea of day and night? The way the Malam interprets it is a very sad expression. And that is he says, night is his suffering, and he suffers so terribly. But if night were to go on, he would just die and the suffering would end. But instead Hashem gives him a day. Hashem gives him a reprieve, which gives him enough strength just to survive to the next night of suffering. That's what he's describing over here. Very sad description. He goes into another metaphor now, which is going to be in the next two psukim, Yud Ches to Yud Tes, in point 5, where he describes, and listen to these words again, these are such poetic words, Barov koach yischapes levushi, kafi kutanti yaazreini. With great effort I change my clothing, the neck of my tunic fits my waist. So obviously in those days he's describing, it's a description of emaciation. How he says, Horeini lachoyme v'es mashel ka'afor v'efer, I become regarded as clay and dust and ashes. So he's talking about the frailness of his body, but also embedded in this isn't something else. And what is the metaphor of the tunic? What is the metaphor of the shirt? It's his body. No, he's not just talking about the clothes that he wears on his body. The clothes are his body. And in a certain sense, they're what's holding him back in this world, which he resents being part of. He goes on now in the next point, which is point six, from Psukim Chof to Chof Dalad, to describe a plea that he had with Hashem, but Hashem didn't listen. Ashaveh elecho veloisa aneni. I asked you, Hashem, you didn't answer me. What was that answer, the request he made? He says, Hashem, be cruel to me. Kill me. That's what Eov says. Hashem, I know that ultimately death would be a place which would grant me some sort of level of rest. But you didn't do that. Take my soul out of this world. And he describes so poetically. Listen to this pasuk, and it's a pasuk which is just resonates. Ki odati moves tashiveni. I know that ultimately I will meet death. Uves moed lekol chai, which is the meeting place of all living. He's referring to the cemetery. The cemetery is the meeting place of all the living, because ultimately everybody ends up going there. He says, Hashem, take me there now. Why do you wait? Why do you let me suffer? Going back to his mashal beforehand, when he describes day and night, the day being the life which keeps holding him on while he suffers at night. Let me go. That's what he asks. And finally now, at the last seven psukim of his perek, Chof Hei to Lamed Aleph, he now describes the injustice of what he feels happening to him. This is another perspective. We see many levels of injustice that he's described, but listen to this perspective. He points out how in the days of yore, when he was powerful, when he was the person who was walking around on airs of glory, in those days, he did cry about those who are less fortunate. He says, Im lo bochisi likshayom, ogmo nafshi le'evyon. I cared about those who are impoverished. I thought about them. I wanted to see the day in their nights. But now, when I'm suffering, when I am burnt by the sun to a crisp, people look at me like a jackal or a ostrich, sort of the creatures of the wild which make loud noises and everybody ignores. And what he's ultimately saying is, nobody's listening. Hashem, you're not listening. Friends, you're not listening. No one's listening. But I listen to everybody. I had the empathy and the heart to understand and to appreciate and to cry for other people. But nobody's crying for me. Nobody cares about me. That's what Eov says. And finally, he closes Perek with the last pasuk. What a beautiful pasuk. The end of the seventh point. Vayila evel kinori v'ugavi lekoy lebachim. That my harp was ultimately turned into a mourning instrument. His harp, as Rav Schwab points out, is his blessed capacity and ability to be able to express himself and to feel for others. But he feels that that's turned into a mourning instrument because the only thing he can do right now is mourn for himself. He can't express, he can't be poetic, he can't use it for good things. He's now stuck using that to describe the very sorry state that he is in. This concludes Perek Lamed. We'll continue his speech with Perek Lamed Aleph, which will be the last part of the speech of Eov shortly. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.